The attack is the worst on US military personnel in the Middle East since October, when the Hamas-Israel conflict began. As of Monday, it's not clear, at least publicly, how US President Joe Biden plans to respond. Republican Senator Tom Cotton said he hasn't been strong enough of a leader and has accused Biden of leaving its service people as sitting ducks. The Military Oversight Committee representative Mike Rogers has also said that it's time for Biden to hold the terrorist Iranian regime and their extremist proxies accountable for the attacks they've carried out. Some Democrats are also concerned about Biden's strategy. Representative Barbara Lee has renewed calls for a ceasefire with Israel and Hamas, saying it's beginning to emerge as a regional war and unfortunately the United States and our troops are in harm's way. Caroline Malone, Washington.